Welcome along to another edition of Lauren Apoorca here on WLR. Thomas McCarthy here till 7 o'clock. The show is brought to you by our new sponsors, Waterford Insulation and Carbon Electrical, Westside Business Park, Old Kilmeaden Road, Waterford. Another packed programme in store, former Daisha defender Brian Flannery will pick his Waterford team for the Munster Championship opener against Cork. Tom O'Connell and Paddy Hunt will reflect on a famous win for the Waterford footballers. We'll have reaction from minor managers James O'Connor and Paul Power. And later in the hour, we'll hear from County Board Chairman Sean Michael O'Regan. So the Munster Hurling Championship is nearly upon us. Waterford and Cork will lock horns in Welsh Park on Sunday week. But who will make up Davy Fitzgerald's starting 15? To help us answer that question, Brian Flannery from the Munster Express joins me on the line now. Brian, this isn't an easy task, but you saw all five league matches that Waterford played, so you're in a pretty good position to make a call on this. Let's jump in straight away. Who is your choice between the posts?
Yeah, well, I suppose, look, to put the framework around it, I suppose, look, this would be my team, all things being equal. You know, I suppose just to say that straight out, and I suppose that relates straight off to the goalkeeping position, because, you know, Sean O'Brien has played all the league games, you know, and I suppose, look, is an inter-county goalkeeper, never let Waterford down, and is, I'd say, almost certainly to be selected. But if there's my team that's going out that to win a Munster Championship game, I suppose personal preference, I've always had a preference for Billy Nolan as goalkeeper. You know, probably since I watched him as a 15, 16-year-old kid play for the Waterford Miners below in Fraherfield and Dungarvan, I just think he's just a step above. You know, for me, Billy Nolan has kind of all-star potential as a goalkeeper. As I said, expectation is Sean O'Brien will occupy number one. But, you know, for me, if it was sending out a team and your life depended on it, I probably, personal preference would be for Billy Nolan or Owen Moore.
What attributes do you like about him as a goalkeeper, Brian?
Ah, look, first and foremost, the job of a goalkeeper is stop the ball hitting the net. He's shot stopping, he's superb. And as I said, he's displayed that at different times and at different grades for Waterford over the years. You know, we've also seen, I suppose, look, he's accuracy in striking. Billy Nolan is you know, he's a fine hurler first and foremost. And, you know, we'll come on to it later. He played that sort of centre back sweeping role in the last game against Tipperary in last year's Munster Championship and was outstanding. So, you know, I think in the modern game, your goalkeeper has to be a very good hurler first and foremost. Billy Nolan, for me, ticks all those boxes. But yeah, you know, look, I think he's a player of, you know, all-star ability or all-star quality. As I said, Sean O'Brien is absolutely an excellent inter-county goalkeeper and has never let Waterford down. But personal preference would be for Billy Nolan.
So a big call straight off the bat, Brian. You've gone for Billy Nolan ahead of Sean O'Brien as your number one. Let's go into the full back line where we've seen a lot of chopping and changing during the league. Who are the three that you've gone with?
Yeah, look, and again, this is difficult. You're looking at maybe taking a chance of players that have been carrying injuries you know, over recent weeks and maybe have very little game time. But I think there's very little doubt that Mark Fitzgerald will operate somewhere in the full back line. And I don't think there'll be any, you know, arguments over that. Again, for me, Conor Prunty at fullback is probably Waterford's best option. Again, he's a player of all-star ability, all-star quality. And again, just looking that you're facing Cork in the first game, very likely Alan Connolly will be full forward for Cork. So for me, Conor Prunty is the fullback that you want in there. At left cornerback, I've gone for Kieran Bennett. And again, you know, there's a lot of options. But for me, Kieran Bennett has had a very good league. He's a player you want in your team. He's a player that can play, you know, in the full back line, half back line, midfield, half forwards. He can play anywhere. But he's an exceptional hurler. And for me, Mark Fitzgerald, Conor Prunty, Kieran Bennett, you know, would be my starting full back line, all being equal.
Again, you've plenty of options further out in the defence, Brian. What is the makeup of your half back line?
Yeah, again, this is probably one of the less controversial decisions. For me, Jack Fagan, right half back, Tadhg De Burka, centre back, and Callum Lines, left half back. Again, that would be, you know, that would be a very strong, very experienced half back line. You know, three big men, all three of them very good in the air, you know, excellent contestant under the high ball. And, you know, you have the distribution of Tadhg De Bortle. Please God, he's fit and available. And you have on the wings then, both Jack Fagan and Callum Lyons have the ability to get forward and to score as well. You know, now I do suspect that Davy Fitz, as he does, you could see Callum Lyons with a number 12 on his back, you know, come the first round of the championship. But for me, I'd play straight up half back line, Jack Fagan, Tadhg De Bortle, Callum Lyons.
And Tadhg De Bortle is one of the players that we didn't see during the league, Brian. Like, he hasn't lined out for Waterford in 12 months since he picked up that injury against Limerick. How big of an ask is it for him to slot in against Cork after such a long layoff?
Oh, look, it's a big ask, but there's, you know, I suppose in all sports, there's exceptional players who, you know, we've seen with Clare there last weekend, Shane O'Donnell was able to come straight back in, having had no game time in the group stages. You know, I think Tadhg De Bortle is one of the players who, you know, keeps himself right, will have been doing everything to get himself, I suppose, ready and match fit for the first round of the championship. That would always have been his target. I think it's worth taking the risk. Obviously, there is alternatives. You know, we alluded to Billy Nolan, you know, would be my number one. I think if Tadhg De Bortle isn't ready to go, you could certainly see Billy Nolan in the number six jersey as well. But I think all things being equal, for me, Tadhg De Bortle is the player you want to, I suppose, centre your defence around.
Who is your midfield pairing for Sunday week, Brian?
Yeah, again, less controversial. I don't think there's going to be much arguments. For me, Jamie Barron and Paddy Levy, you know, will start at centre. They'll be my centre field as well. And I think, you know, Paddy Levy has really come to the fore this year, has been outstanding in the league. I think he's almost certain to get the nod. And look, we all know what Jamie Barron brings to the team. And as team captain, you know, I think that's a very formidable centre field with Jamie Barron and Paddy Levy.
Yeah, like, Jamie's in his 12th season now, Brian. He's turned 30, but how important is he to this Waterford team still?
Oh, huge, huge. And I think we saw there in instances, even in this year's league, his enthusiasm, his ability, I suppose, to carry the ball. But I suppose in the game plan they're trying to play, I suppose his ability to knit defence and attack, you know, short stick passes, being able to go forward and to score as well. He brings all that to the team. And I think he's a hugely important player, you know, and if Waterford are to be successful, I think Jamie Barron leading the team at his best, I think that's going to be huge for Waterford.
You're spoiled for choice, Brian, when it comes to the attack. Who makes up your half-forward line?
Yeah, well, this is where it gets tricky. and look, there's load. You know, I love the energy and that the likes of Neil Montgomery, Jack Prendergast, Shane Bennett, I love that, you know, what they bring to the side. However, when push comes to shove, I've gone for Patrick Kern at 10, Peter Hogan at 11, and Stephen Bennett in the 12 jersey. Again, for me, you know, I think you want to get as many shooters into the team as possible. Patrick Kern, I thought, again, was impressive in the league. He's a player that's been in and out of the team probably for the last 10 years, but he has huge pedigree, huge ability, and he has that, for me, probably that little bit extra scoring ability and that extra accuracy maybe over some of the other options. I think it's at centre forward. Again, I'm looking at, you know, Kieran Joyce at centre back for Cork. You know, what's likely to upset him? I think if you could get Peter Hogan on the ball early, get Peter with that ball on the hurley, running at the opposition, running at Kieran Joyce, engaging the Cork centre back, I think there could be huge benefit got from there. And look, Stephen Bennett, again, fingers crossed that he's good to go and that he's fit. There's no doubt about it that free taking has been an issue during the league. And I think often you only realise the real benefits of a player when he's missing. And Stephen Bennett's absence was certainly crucial in Waterford not retaining the Division 1 status. So, you know, hopefully, as I said, Stephen will be able to line out for Waterford come Sunday week.
On that point, Brian, like, how vital is it that Stephen Bennett plays as many minutes as possible for Waterford in this year's championship?
Yeah, for all sorts of reasons. You know, he's been one of Watford's talisman for the last, you know, decade probably. Again, he's on the panel since probably he came out a minor at 19. He was part of those All-Ireland minor and under 21 winning teams. You know, he's a key player. And again, you know, the you see the benefit, I suppose. Sometimes we take, you know, scoring frees and that for granted and accuracy for granted. We saw with Kilkenny without TJ Reid last weekend, the difference it makes. Stephen Bennett is that type of player for Waterford. I think it's hugely important that, that, you know, Stephen Bennett is available and that you can, you know, hopefully get the 70 minutes out of Stephen Bennett because, you know, he's an inspirational leader. He can come up with those big scores, you know, from close in, from distance, huge energy, work great. How often have we seen him back maybe in defence, hooking and blocking? Really important player. And again, as a sort of a mix, you know, with Patrick Corrin, Peter Hogan, Bennett, I think you're covering a lot of bases there with those three for a half hour line.
Who are your final three names on your team sheet, Brian?
Yeah, again, I don't think there'll be an awful lot of arguments about the full forward line. I've gone for Desi Hutchinson, Michael Kiley, and Patrick Fitzgerald from Ballygunner. I think they're, you know, three really good inside forwards, ability they can, again, they can play in any of the six forward positions. I like the idea of having, you know, a strong target man in Michael Kiley. Again, he can play half forward, he can play full forward, he can play centre forward. Has been struggling a bit with injury as well. You know, this is a big summer, a big season for Michael Kiley, and you're really hoping that he can bring that sort of Fitzgibbon Cup form that he displayed over a number of years for University of Limerick, that he can bring that form into a Waterford jersey. Look, I think we all know the abilities of Desi Hutchinson. He's another player of inter-county standard, of all-star ability. You just want to make sure that you get him on the ball as often as possible and as close to goal as possible. Patrick Fitzgerald, again, fantastic finisher. You know, again, has developed into a really, really good inter-county senior player, very strong over the ball. And again, you know, he can alternate. If you want to play two inside, grand. You know, the likes of Patrick can alternate between full forward line, half forward line. But I think that's, you know, that full forward line has the potential to win games.
So Brian Flannery's team to face Cork in the Munster Championship on Sunday week. Billy Nolan between the posts. Full backline of Mark Fitzgerald, Conor Prunty and Kieran Bennett. Jack Fagan, Tadhg Na Bhfhorca and Caelum Lyons make up the half-back line. It's Jamie Barron and Paddy Levy at midfield. A half-forward line of Patrick Corrin, Peter Hogan and Stephen Bennett. And the inside trio, Desi Hutchinson, Michael Kiley and Patrick Fitzgerald. You can check out Brian's team as well as my own Waterford team on our website, wlrfm.com. Brian Flannery from Munster Express, thanks for putting your neck on the line as always.
Thanks again. Cheers to us.
Sean O'Brien with this puck. Who's this one for? Straight into the hand of Mark Fitzgerald. The passage man going for a long one, but it's going to drop short. It could be dangerous. Desi's trying to come out in it. Rice, Shelley's dropped it. The goalie, they're under pressure. Chance of a goal. It's a goal! Rice Shelley throws herself on the ground. Desi Hutchinson wraps into the back of the net. Who better to get a broken ball like that? It broke. Who better man? It's number 13 in his back. Unlucky for some, not for Desi Hutchinson. Our first goal of the championship goes to the man who loves to get the green flag. Desi, you beauty.
Lorna Porca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.